Current dose metrics for CT are not ideal, but have some good attributes. They provide information on the amount of dose from the exam and are useful to track across patients and protocols in registry and audits. They also allow comparison and improvement of CT protocols across institutions. On the flip side, these dose metrics represent phantom doses and do not account for variations in patient size or body composition. They may overestimate dose for larger patients and frequently underrepresent doses to smaller patients.